there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, you want experience during your football season? Well, buckle up, sweet cheeks.
That's all we need.
We've got all the experience in the world. This is I Want Your Flex with Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon. Mike and Dan break down everything you need to set your lineups. From position rankings to starts and sits, the guys help you make those hard decisions. And now, let's get your flex on. Here's Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon.
All right, we've reached the finish line of the regular season. Welcome in. It is I Want Your Flex. Get Mike at Swollen Dome. You can find our executive producer, Ryan Bershinger, at Ryan Bershinger, and hit me up at Dan Beyer on Fox. I'll admit it, I'd rather have the first week of the preseason than week 18. I know there's still a lot to play for, Mike, but people are betting, people are playing fantasy football. But what a different way to navigate it as opposed to what we've done the first 17 weeks of this season.
Yeah, now it's the, all right, let's look at injury reports, and we read into them more than ever. We try to ascertain who's fighting for milestones, right? Big numbers. I wrote down, all right, here's 4,000 yards passing. Here's 1,000 yards rushing. Here's 1,000 yards receiving. And we've got guys, right? There's five quarterbacks that can get to 4,000 yards, including Sam Howell, the guy nobody likes. Nine running backs that can get to 1,000 yards with good games, with fewer than 100 rushing yards in this game. And then there's six receivers. No, seven. I missed Evan Engram because I want to include him. Because if he has a big day, Dan, we're talking milestones. But I don't know all the contract incentives, right? Snap counts, all those other things. You're trying to read the tea leaves. You've got 11 teams still mathematically alive. So there's all sorts of chaos that comes into play, which is why most folks say, to hell with week 18. I'm going to extend like it's New Year's Eve and just sit and drink and watch the games.
Well, a guy like Puka Nacua has got a few incentives. Yep. That could be easily reached and then could be taken out of the game. So it's like, okay, so he's playing against the 49ers, but it's a matter of, all right, if you get past the one incentive or you get the, you know, all of them, then you're just going to be, you know, taken out. You needs like 29 yards or something.
I think it's 29 for the all-time rookie record. So what are you going to do? You going to play him and hope that he busts a 75-yard touchdown? No, you're not going to do that.
Yeah, get his couple of receptions to break Waddle's mark, and that's it. So, yeah, that's the stuff that you do have to end up weighing. I do like situations where, you know, I am in a league that doesn't have – there's nothing for Week 18, but they do take the 12 teams and you put a roster in and the highest points give you, give you a little cash. $50, I think, is what it is. But so then you are searching for guys, you know, like the backups to Christian McCaffrey and, you know, in San Francisco. But a guy like Puka Nacua in this situation wouldn't pay off too much in terms of a name. But still, he's not going to give you, like, 16 receptions and 160 yards and a score. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, but what's great about it, Dan, is that Carson Wentz gets to go into a record book.
That is true.
He doesn't have a statue. He's just a guy, but he gets to be in the record book for this.
The Wentz versus Darnold matchup that we've got in Week 18.
Let's go.
All right, let's go. Well, let's start with the quarterback position. These are Mike Harmon's Week 18 rankings for the final week of the NFL's regular season. Mike, who do you got for your top five quarterbacks?
Well, fortunately, we had guys with some meaningful games that are meaningful fantasy players as well, whether it be seeding or just to get in. So Dak Prescott against that woeful Washington secondary to start. They escaped with a win last week, but still, you know, try to push forward. Josh Allen going against Miami. Everybody will be watching Sunday Night Football this week. So hoping for the big effort out of him, including more exploits on the ground. I mean, the touchdown splits, passing to rushing, pretty ridiculous for a quarterback. C.J. Stroud, everybody's All-American in a big game against Indianapolis. Who would have thought that you'd be having this battle for the AFC South rolling up? So, you know, Gardner Minshew's a guy that people are looking at a little bit too, but Stroud makes the top five. Kyler Murray against your Seattle Seahawks, Dan. The Cardinals still playing with a little bit of grit, and Michael Wilson.
Sure.
Is a curiosity. Put a pin in him for next year, whoever they put alongside him in that receiving core. And then finally, Justin Fields against Green Bay. It's nothing better than a guy trying to stoke the fire, saying, well, they got nothing else but to watch football, so go ahead and boo us. The relationship he's got going and everything, the trending to at least make things interesting in Chicago, whereas 6 weeks ago everybody's like, yeah, turn the page. I like that they can put the screws and turn the heat up a little bit more because it is really cold in Chicago.
That obvious line from Justin Fields coming from a guy who's never been to Bay Beach in the summer. Merrill Parks and Recreation Department took a trip to Bay Beach when I was about 7 in Green Bay. It has lived with me up until this time. They're your top five quarterbacks for the Week 18 of the NFL season. Yeah, I mean, like Josh Allen, Burch and I talked about this in the other podcast. I think that this game could have a 48-40 feel when you look for it on the surface. But also, it could have that 24-20 sort of matchup, but it doesn't matter because of half the quarterbacks that aren't playing. And even if Josh Allen has a sore neck, he's still going to run for touchdowns. You couldn't get a worse passing game for him last week, and he still saved the day with 2 touchdowns. So, yeah, Allen's your number one QB through the season, and he's going to be in your top five this week.
48.5, the over-under, the highest of Week 18.
Let's get to the running backs, the top five tailbacks for Week 18 in the NFL season.
Couple of new guys crashing the party. How about Jonathan Taylor? Remember him? He was a superstar once upon a time. Well, he can be there for you in Week 18 to get you into the money in your dailies or some of these contests like Dan and his league put together. James Conner against your Seahawks once again playing. And look, you're banking on the touchdown run. That's really. If you're playing Conner, that's what it's all about. On the other side of that matchup, about a little Walker the Third. I just like saying Walker the Third. Going up against the Arizona Cardinals. You want them to win this game or no?
I'm mixed. I'm really mixed. They won't do any damage in the playoffs, but also if they don't make the playoffs, I'm still not sure if it's enough to reinforce the change, the massive change that needs to be made. Plus, their salary cap situation stinks for 2024. So it's a real odd feeling. And I think there's a really good chance they could lose this game. So, so it's odd. In the end, I'll end up cheering for them. But, yeah, it is with mixed emotions.
There you go. A little tribute to the old Rolling Stones track of that name. Rashad White, he's got 85 yards, Dan. He needs to get to 1,000 on the year. Buccaneers playing meaningful football here in Week 18, so we get him off on the slot as well. And then Travis Etienne against Tennessee, because he's going to touch the ball 35 times. Mm-hmm. Trevor Lawrence is still banged up. You got C.J. Beathard, which means let's just get the ball into the hands of ETN and see if good things can happen.
The Jaguars, you want to talk about a fall from grace.
Yeah.
This is a team that I thought, hey, this could be something. Midway point of the season, and then the Niners game happened, and then it's been pretty much downhill ever since.
Yeah, they've been broken. They were my preseason, Super Bowl pick from the AFC.
Sure.
So I thought they had an easy path, and now they're fighting and clawing for every inch in Week 18. ETN also needs 49 yards, Dan, to get to 1,000 on the year. So milestone kind of opportunities here.
Let's get to the top five pass catchers, the wide receivers for Week 18 in the NFL.
I remember hearing folks, our network, other networks, saying that C.D. Lamb was not elite. anyway, he's number one against Washington. Number two, DJ Moore going up against Green Bay, a guy who's also really talked it up. Jair Alexander has been humbled by his suspension and really didn't find that he thought he might get he might get fined. And then he was surprised he got suspended. So go and torch him a bit. Justin Jefferson going up against Detroit. And then for a little bit of a price shot, how about a little Nico Collins going up the Colts? And number five, and I put a question mark with him, Dan, because I know, at the news desk and what we've done the last 24-plus hours, we've had to follow the details of the Tyreek Hill fire at his home. He was in a walking boot when he came up. Is that, precautionary?
Yeah.
Is it just something you just wear through the season at this point?
I think so. I mean, it's just a couple of weeks ago that he, suffered that injury and then, missed that game. But I think it's all precautionary. Today they only listed him, and this is Thursday as we record this, for personal reasons. There wasn't an ankle on the designation. No practice for Mostert or Waddle. Something to obviously watch when it comes to Friday. But yeah, I think we're okay with the ankle, and I don't think that. I think that they will play him for two reasons. Number one, I think that they obviously do want the division and they want to knock the Bills out. But I think they want to give him some game before the playoffs. They're going to be playing the next week anyway. So if you can get him out there, yeah, I'm all for it for the Dolphins.
I'm with you.
The Tyreek Hill show. By the way, if those that missed it, a child playing with a lighter was the reason that officials feel that fire occurred. And I said this on the network that fires are scary. I don't know. I hope you guys never had to experience it. I did not. We had a neighbor's house kind of that was kitty corner on the same block growing up. They're scary to see. Like a house fire is just visually jarring to me. I don't know why. It's one of those things. Some people don't like thunderstorms or whatever. The house fire is just so haunting. And so you see something like that, it's just scary stuff.
Well, I mean, you feel helpless.
Yeah.
Right? Because, that fire extinguisher, say, even if you got it out, that ain't doing it.
Sure.
Right? I mean, it becomes one of those action movie things. What, I'm throwing it in there and hoping it explodes and puts out the fire? No, that only happens in the movies. Like, bad things. And you just watch stuff, memories. And
yeah,
history,
it's
and
awful.
All of that goes up and smoke. Yeah, it's terrible.
I feel awful for anybody that had to deal with that. But so just seeing the video, you're like, oh man, it's a $7 million house and you're seeing smoke go through it. But not a huge fire. I don't have a fear of fires. I think some people are like, oh my goodness, look at that. And I don't get that rush of a feeling. I get more of the uneasiness around it. So.
Well, the other thing is with all the catastrophes they've had in Florida, homeowners insurance has gone through the roof.
Sure.
So, that's the financial part of it is a bad deal too. Not to say, Tyreek Hill shouldn't be able to cover it, whatever, but it's still just the larger pain in the ass that it becomes.
Now, we are still going to do our hot plays. There's no way to transition from it, but we've done that all season long, so we'll do that next. He's Mike Harmon, Ryan Bershinger, our executive producer, hanging out as well. It is Week 18. Hot plays, cold sores, and, even a few ninjas for Week 18. It's all next here on I Want Your Flex.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, cooking them up, the hot plays for Week 18. He's Mike Harmon, Ryan Bershinger, our executive producer here as well. I'm Dan Beyer. Mike, let's just get right to it. The hot plays for Week 18 of the NFL season.
You know, you got some curiosities, obviously, as we've talked about the schedule. But let's go and start at the running back position. How about a little Ezekiel Elliott against the Jets? One of those motivation kind of games, one for him to really punctuate the back end of the season. Belichick, does he want to lose and put the Patriots in better position for the draft? Does he still hate the Jets 24 years later? Because I think it's the anniversary of that nonsense.
I don't think there's any way they lose. I think that this is a sure bet Patriots victory coming up on Sunday.
Which means runner and receiver, get after it.
Yep.
We've got going over to the fun and exciting world of the Raiders, Zamir White, who's been fantastic, back-to-back top 16s after a 12th-place performance. So for fantasy owners down the stretch, he's been a nice little find. Let's get him here against Denver. DK Metcalf going against Arizona, a game we've talked about a bunch, Dan. Stephon Diggs, maybe a little get-off into the playoffs here. A lot of speculation of what's going on in that Buffalo locker room, his usage. McDermott getting asked by a lot of the local reporters about that, and it's made for some really awkward moments. Some pretty good video if you want to go do deep dives. None of it translates to this podcast or to radio because silences have to be edited out. And then we've got the Rudolph and Pickens combination. Why? Because Baltimore's sitting a lot of guys, and Mason Rudolph doesn't care. He's a guy who's found a nice toy in George Pickens, something the other quarterbacks in Pittsburgh could not do. Just put the ball up and let him go get it. So expect more of that in a big Saturday game. We'll see how Brad Allen and his crew screw it up from the officiating side, but for that Pittsburgh combination, I'm feeling pretty good.
You know, it's funny, the schedule-wise, I just want to point this out. Saints-Falcons is a game that, if you would have played it, no matter what the outcome, has something to do with Sunday, because you're waiting on the Buccaneers scenario, and you know there's wild card implications as well. But I think that the NFL put Steelers Ravens for the sole fact of they wanted to give the Ravens an extra day of rest. Like, I think that's what they like. I know Pittsburgh's in it, but to have that game be the Saturday afternoon, it's only a Pittsburgh-sided story. Like, we're going to be watching the Ravens backups, and I don't know why the NFL would do that. Falcons Saints may not be as appealing on paper, but both of those teams have something to play for. And I think that the NFL was like, oh, we'll give you – Steelers can draw, and then we'll do the Ravens a solid because they're likely to play the Saturday of the, you know, divisional playoff round. I think that's what the NFL did. I think they gave Baltimore a solid and an extra day of rest.
We didn't want to see the Ritter-Heineke versus Carr combination here. 41.5, the over-under in that one, Dan.
Football fans blinded by Saints-Falcons on a Saturday afternoon.
Oh, sure. Now Bijan Robinson has 9,000 points. Sure. He did finish third in their first meeting, by the way, that week.
And Falcons-Saints, a rivalry that is rich in the NFL. It just doesn't always get the pub of a Steelers-Ravens. But the Falcons and the Saints hate each other. Like, yeah. They do not – it's the Buccaneers and Panthers don't register. There is a Falcons-Saints rivalry that's a real deal, and I think that should have been the Saturday game. Anyway, I digress. Texans and Colts will be great. Let's get to the cold plays for Week 18, the guys that you may put in your lineup normally, but you shouldn't this week.
We talked a lot about Puka Nacua a little bit earlier, just for the idea of you have no idea how deep he's going into this game. I'm assuming record, wave, sit down. Even though it's a road game, he'll still have plenty of people applauding his exploits as he exits the field. So we shut him down here for fantasy purpose. How about Devontae Smith going up against the Giants? Four straight at 19th or worse. And all sorts of wrong going on with that Philadelphia offense. I'm not betting on a revival here in Week 18. Breece Hall against New England. Back-to-back top fives. He's top five in three of his last four. So why do I say no thanks? No, that New England defense could still get after it. I believe he was 40th. When they played earlier this season. Jahmyr Gibbs, he's got milestone stuff all over the place against Minnesota. Strikes me as a Montgomery kind of game. Maybe Dan Campbell's still mad about the Dallas thing, so it's like, you know what, we're just going to play violently. Montgomery needs 25 yards for 1,000. Gibbs needs 85, just like Rashad White. And then finally, Jordan Love against the Packers. Bears defense, and this is not the homer thing in me, it's legitimately a, I really like Jordan Love. I picked them to win the division before the season, which made me look like a lunatic for about half a year. And now I was like, this guy can actually play a little bit. But against the Bears defense, motivation to play spoiler all over, and you've seen all of the Montez Sweat leading in sacks, whatever, he'll add another or two in this one, and they'll get after Jordan Love.
There they are, the cold sores for Week 18. Let's get to the ninjas, our final segment as we wrap up I Want Your Flex, the hidden plays that we've got for the upcoming weekend.
We're going deep and not playable. How about Cedric Tillman teaming up with Driscoll? Who would have thought this? Going up against Cincinnati. We played a great game of who's playing quarterback for your team in Week 18. Rashid Shaheed going up against the Atlanta Falcons, again, game that has meaning. Melvin Gordon III. Yeah, Dalvin Cook, who is, as we record this, allegedly being signed to the Ravens roster. Yeah, he won't be available for this one. But I'm expecting both Hill and Edwards to play sparingly if they play at all against Pittsburgh. So here's MG3 with an opportunity. Elijah Mitchell going up against the Rams. Khalil Herbert going up against the Packers. And as disappointing and confusing as it all may be, how about a little bit of Mullins against the Detroit Lions? Let's pair him up with Justin Jefferson to find some magic in Week 18.
What an awful decision by Kevin O'Connell to start Jaren Hall against the Packers.
It was awful.
I thought it was one where that he knew something that we didn't, and that if Hall showed out, that he was going to be their quarterback of the future, and that lasted 30 minutes. With your playoff hopes on the line, I don't care if Mullins threw four interceptions, he threw 400 yards. Not every quarterback can do that. That's how you're going to beat Green Bay, and just an awful decision as we look back to Week 17.
The only positive moment for the Vikings at all was Kirk Cousins you know, blowing a horn and wearing a chain while wearing no shirt.
Yeah.
Like, that was the highlight of the game. I was sitting at dinner with my daughter. She looks, she goes, what the hell is that? I go, that's going to be the best part of their game right here. And sure enough, they go and get boat race.
It went downhill fast and not in a good way. I'll give you just a reason to start a guy. You put Elijah Mitchell in your ninjas. I'm going to put Jordan Mason.
Sure. Got
to be tabbed just for the workload. Plus, you never know if Elijah Mitchell is going to get hurt. So in that Niners-Rams game, you never know.
That was well played. Yeah, I like that.
So let's throw a little Jordan Mason in if you want for the daily fantasy. All right, you celebrate every single one of them. I'm going to celebrate about four of them this weekend, Mike. You can have all the other 12 if you want.
I appreciate you. Final 16. I'm sad. No Thursday night football this week. All of this. It just feels so final. But
yeah,
like a new year has already begun.
That is true. Ryan Bershinger, you're pretty quiet. You want to add anything into our final regular season segment of the season?
I'm still trying to figure out if my third place game actually matters. Apparently, it was never decided in this league if we're playing for money.
A lesson to be learned.
Here, like, but I might do something fun with Bo Benson where maybe we'll draft each other's team for our last week of the season and have some fun with
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. Well, I'll tell you what, in future episodes of I Want Your Flex, we'll not only be talking about the playoffs, but we will also have our look ahead to your 2024 fantasy draft.
Let's
so
go.
Our yes. episodes will trim down now to once a week as we go from here up through the Super Bowl, and our last episode will be after Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas. So good luck in week 18 for those that play. We always appreciate you listening. Happy New Year to everyone. Happy New Year to you guys. And yeah, enjoy the football, and we'll be back talking playoffs the next time we reconvene here on I Want Your Flex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.